future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today's show will have a slightly different format. We have an exclusive interview with what we think is one of the most exciting ICOs, Go Network. We're extremely grateful to have them on today's show. But before we get into the interview, let's go through the record-breaking levels of today. So today is Wednesday, the 29th of November, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $10,716, which is up 7% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently at $500, which is up 5%. Ripple is currently at 27 cents, which is up 1%. And Litecoin is currently at $100, which is up 6%. The current market cap of cryptocurrencies is $325 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that market is 55%. So before we jump into the interview, I want to give you a bit of background on Go Network. Go Network is designed for the trillion-dollar mobile economy and commerce market. The prime objective is to build a mobile-first network for the Ethereum ERC-20 tokens that's off-chain. This would make transactions faster, cheaper, and low-latency infrastructure. They are the winners of ETH Waterloo 2017. They also went from 3,500 Telegram users within 6 weeks flying past the 12,000 user mark. Key advisors for this project include Jeff Morris, Director of Product Management at Tinder, Laurent Bernardin, COO and Chief Scientist at MapleSoft, Ian Bellina, the YouTube famous cryptocurrency investor and influencer. And by the way, the core team has previous experience in executing real businesses such as Infinity Corp, which in aggregate of all of their apps on the iOS store has more than 15 million downloads. So let's get into the interview. So tonight's show, we've got the CEO and COO from Go Network. So guys, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing fantastic. So if you want to give our listeners a quick background on yourselves, and then we'll get into a few questions.
Yeah, so me and Kai, we started Go Network, and we are doing an ICO right now. What we are doing is we are trying to build highly scalable, low-cost, mobile-first infrastructure for Ethereum. So this is like Radiant Network for mobile. And gotcha. Kai, you can tell a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. Hi, this is Kai from Gold Network. So, Washin, I, a few years ago, I think in 2010, we started our first company, Infinity. We make iPhone game and iPhone app. So we start everything without any money, any help, any investor, okay? And we are also the creator of one of the biggest theme park game in iOS. Our game is called Happy Park. It was number one game in more than, I think, 23 countries, and started top 10 games in more than 100 countries, something like this. The whole information is on our website.
So it's been a crazy journey for us.
Yes.
Me and I both actually graduated from University of Waterloo. We are both engineers. And we know each other for, you know, over 10 years.
So, yeah.
So you went to university together, and then you've developed a bond, and then you've done the app, and now you're working on the Go Network.
Yeah.
I love it. And if you could give us all a bit of an overview of Go Network, what you're looking to do, and I know that you're looking to use mobile payments on the Ethereum blockchain, so maybe you can give us a bit of clarity there and run us through that.
Yeah, so if you look at a blockchain right now, although there is a lot of hype around the technology and there's a lot of potential in it, there are a lot of technological problems also. For example, there is a massive scalability issue and the cost of transaction issue, not just on Ethereum, but also on Bitcoin and other blockchains. So, and no one is really talking about mobile. If you look at all the big companies like Google, Facebook, they all went mobile first. Facebook announced a few years ago that on mobile, they have more usage than on computers. So if you look at where the people really are on mobile. So what we want to do is we want to solve the scalability and the transaction cost problem for Ethereum blockchain, and we will start with mobile. So that is our goal.
Fantastic. And how have you find what have been the difficulties thus far with building this? Has it been fairly easy to do? I mean how much time have you spent on this? Or has it been years in the pipeline? I mean, can you give me an idea of that?
Yeah, so it's not easy at all because all the technology right now that exists is only for computers. And also, even when we were developing Pocket, which is our winning project from ETH Waterloo, that when we were developing it, we found lots of challenges. All the Ethereum documentation, there is no documentation for Ethereum, basically. So we had to do a lot of experimentation, finding out a lot of sleepless nights to figure out what to do. So in this whole area, there's a lot of research, development, and hacking that is required. So it's very challenging, and a lot of people are not even looking at mobile aspect of everything. Because even on the computer aspect, it's not very advanced. So there is a huge amount of work ahead, actually, as much as all that we have done. Plus, there is a lot of work ahead.
Fantastic. What is the long-term vision of the company? Where do you see yourselves in, I know it's a bit of a cliche check question, but in 5 years, 10 years, I mean, what is the long-term goal here?
Yeah, so what we want to do is we want to become whenever people start using any kind of blockchain technology related to Ethereum for mobile, we want to be the number one solution for that. So anyone who is thinking of applying blockchain and wants a highly scalable, low-cost solution, we want to be the top in that space. So that is our ambition.
Perfect. And also, how's the crypto world responded to the ICO thus far? Because I know that obviously being part of the Telegram, how much of it has exploded. But maybe you can give the listeners a bit of background there and a bit of background to the Ethereum Waterloo Award you won as well. Because that's also a huge accomplishment. Well done for that.
Bye, do you want to talk about that?
Well, it would be great if you can give the listeners a bit of background to the explosion in the Telegram. Because I know it's gone from 3,500 to 12,000. How has the community picked up, and how have you felt the crypto world respond to your ICO so far?
Okay, so initially, we have a very small community, right? I mean, yeah. So people start asking questions. And the good thing is that because we won the ETH Waterloo, people got very excited about our team. And then they start talking about our project, our idea, our team. And also, we have an amazing YouTube video to show how we won the ETH Waterloo. Then I guess what happens is that we notice that people start talking about us. From our data, we see that more and more people come to our website every day, you know. And then we see that our community is growing every day, and slowly, steadily. We're really healthy, and then we are growing our whitelist. And then people keep asking us questions. They ask us how we managed to create one of the largest theme park games before without any even money or investor. Because usually people believe that, hey, you guys need a lot of money to make the one of the largest theme park games on iOS. And they also believe that you need to have a lot of money to promote your ICO so that you can grow a big audience, right? But turns out, they find out, okay, I explained to them. Number one, initially, a few years ago, when we created one of the biggest theme park games, we really didn't spend a lot of money. We spent only 6,000 in graphic and 10,000 in marketing. And then because people love our game, there are a lot of word of mouth. And then all of a sudden, that game shoot up to be number one game in 23 countries. So I think same thing is happening here again, right? We really didn't spend a lot of money doing any marketing. I remember, okay, if I'm right, at this moment, until this moment, we haven't started any marketing campaign at all so far, right, Washi?
Wow.
Yeah, so $0 spent on marketing. Other ICOs are spending millions of dollars.
Yeah, and, people will use that.
This was our point of view also. We didn't want to just have a money-based system. You know, we really want to build a community for the long term. Our project is really about having a very strong community that believes in us, and this is why, like, we got a lot of good feedback from people when we started, when we were small. And they connected it with people like Ian Balina, who advised us on different avenues and helped us with the community also. So I really like the energy and the excitement that there is in the crypto world right now. And that is what I think we really represent, Go Network represents right now, that what is possible. You know, you come up, you have a really good team and you have a great idea, then people will notice you. You just have to make sure you hustle, you talk to people, you tell people about you and what you're trying to do, get their advice and update and change strategies based on that.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we're talking to our audience, our members every day. You know,
yeah.
So we know what they're thinking, we know their concern, we know their questions, and I'll try to answer as many questions as possible.
And all the core members, we really encourage all of our team members to go and talk. So me, Kai, Amit, we are all very much into the Telegram. We are always reading it, and Kai is like working 24/7 right now. He's on Telegram all day.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I just want to say what a big accomplishment it is for you guys to have a zero marketing budget. So I know of many ICOs in the space, and you know they're piling money into this, and they have 2,000, 3,000 members, and you guys have just passed the 12,000 member mark. So that's a huge accomplishment. I want to say well done for that. Just out of interest, the white paper stage. I mean that's what people have to do next, right? So any listeners listening to the podcast tonight, if they want to sign up, what should they do?
So they need to go to our website, which is gonetwork.co. They can go check out our white paper. There is more detail about our token distribution and all of that. And they can go sign up for the whitelist. It's still open right now, and it's going to close very soon.
Do you have any dates when it's going to close?
Not yet.
Not a problem. Well, listen, all the listeners out there in the crypto community, this is definitely one not to miss. So we highly recommend going to sign up and find out more information about that. With that in mind, guys, thank you so much for being part of the show this evening. I wish you great success with your upcoming ICO, and I'm looking forward to be part of the journey with you.
Sure, thanks. Oh, by the way, our website is goldnetwork.co. Thank you.
Perfect. Well, all the links will be in the description. I'll make sure everything's there, the Twitter, the Telegram, and the website as well. So thanks for coming, guys, and have a fantastic evening.
And thanks for having us.
Cheers. Bye-bye. Right.
Bye.
I want to say a big thank you to Go Network for making it on today's show. I know the guys there are based in Canada. We're based in London. So I want to say a big thank you for making the time. I know they're super busy with their up and coming ICO. If you have any further questions on how to get in, please feel free to email or tweet us. You can tweet us at @svk_crypto or email myself, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's cstory@svkcrypto.com. Remember to like us, share us, subscribe to our channel, and remember to share us with your own crypto community. We really appreciate the support. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. I'll be back tomorrow with more great news.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.